The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Boy, it's a beautiful start to our morning. Clear skies now. We're at 73 degrees. It'll be mostly sunny. We'll get to about 88 later this afternoon. Yeah, there is a slight chance of a shower or two on your way home from work later this afternoon, but it's really gorgeous right now. Our top story this morning.
Do you know about the new laws in Texas? Because now that September is here, hundreds of new laws are in effect statewide.
KRLD's Kristen Yates takes us through some of the biggest ones.
On the crime front, it's now a felony in Texas to follow someone from a bank or ATM in order to rob them, an act known as jugging. Several other laws strengthen penalties for road rage shootings and child grooming. In new healthcare laws, any insurance company that covers gender transition procedures must now also cover reversal procedures. Another new law says would-be organ donors cannot be refused if they don't have certain vaccines. Plus, a number of new laws involving schools, the Ten Commandments to be displayed in Texas classrooms that is still facing legal challenges currently. Plus, the statewide ban on cell phones at school is officially on the books starting today, as well as greater exemptions to vaccine requirements. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Developing news this morning, a shooting in East Fort Worth leaves four people injured. Police say they got to the apartment around 11:30 last night. Three people were taken to the hospital, and police say one of those was in critical condition. A fourth injured person refused any medical treatment. A suspect has been detained, but it's not clear what may have led up to the shooting.
And a tragedy over the holiday weekend in Houston as an 11-year-old boy was shot and killed playing Ding Dong Ditch. Of course, ringing a doorbell and running away. It's led a North Texas mother to reflect on a similar incident in her own family back in January. She says her 14-year-old son and his friends were playing the same prank and nearly faced the same ending.
That's when they said he stood in the middle of the street and a residential street in Compel and lifted his gun and shot at them.
Yeah, these boys were not injured, but the woman says it underscores the need for parents and teens to have conversations about social media trends. She adds that gun-owning homeowners need to remember their responsibilities as well.
Central Texas Recovery Update.
Ongoing recovery efforts following the Texas Hill Country flooding are entering into a new phase.
Initially, it was emergency response, getting survivors who lost property into temporary housing. For the most part, that is done in Hunt, Texas, in Kerr County. John Dunn with the Hunt Preservation Society tells NBC5 they are now launching a $40 million repair and rebuilding program this week. Estimates on full recovery, that's still an unknown.
The river, for instance, heals on its own time. So we're talking about the community that lays between the forks. The whole economy, economic structure, is somewhat dependent on the river.
He says the river is responsible for the camps, which are then responsible for the stores and short-term rentals. It's possible many who lost property could be back home by the end of the year. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your news for the Low T Center, reinventing men's health care. It is 7:07 here at KRLD. Mount Gilead Baptist Church, the oldest African-American Baptist church in Fort Worth, is for sale. The congregation has voted to put the Grove Street building on the market for $3 million. Now, this thing is historic. Built in 1912, it's a neoclassical structure. It's been showing its age with costly maintenance issues, though. Mount Gilead was founded in 1875 by 12 formerly enslaved people, and this is the third building in its long history. The church is also listed among Fort Worth's endangered buildings. And again, if you want to take on history there, you can do so for just about $3 million. Well, TCU was not interested in the hype surrounding Bill Belichick's first college game. Instead, the Frogs dominated North Carolina 48-14 in Chapel Hill. Bud Clark's 25-yard interception return for a touchdown highlighted a defense that also scored on a fumble recovery by Devin Deal. Offensively, quarterback Josh Hoover tossed two touchdowns. Trent Battle ran in another. TCU piled up 41 points before the fourth quarter even started, and they were exiting early from Bill Belichick's first game as head coach.
Come on, man, you can't go embarrassing Belichick in front of his girlfriend like that.
I know.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
The Powerball jackpot rockets to an estimated $1.3 billion. It's now the fifth largest prize in game history. The next chance to win is tomorrow night. Several longtime youth camps in Kerr County are fighting a new Texas law that bans cabins in a 100-year floodplain. They say that it's too costly, that these changes will force them to close. It's a busy week in Texas lawmaking. Hundreds of new measures hit the books. Highlights include the Ten Commandments in schools, banning THC-laced vapes for kids, boosting medical marijuana access, and setting new guardrails on AI and autonomous cars.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Kicking off our 20-minute Morning Briefing now, I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show. It's 7:21.
21 after 7, I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens, back from the Labor Day weekend break. The Texas legislature is ready to take up more issues in the special session.
Republicans advanced a bill requiring people to use bathrooms in all public buildings based on the gender they were assigned at birth. This is a continuation from the so-called transgender bathroom bill that was squashed back in 2017. Democrats fear it will intrude on personal privacy.
As a mother and a grandmother and a Christian, I'm proud to stand before you today on behalf of 15 million Texas women.
It's been 8 years since we banished this perverse bathroom bill, and there have been zero crimes committed in the state of Texas that this bill would seek to remedy. Zero, nothing, nada, zilch.
Now, the details for both bills still need to be ironed out before they will be sent to Governor Greg Abbott, if passed, by September 13th. Again, a busy 2 weeks.
That's NBC5's Larry Collins reporting.
The American Bar Association, which oversees law school accreditation, is under fire from some conservative groups for supporting DEI. That's why some states, including Texas, are looking to make changes.
Moving that accreditation back to the Texas Supreme Court, which had it originally, is a very good idea because the judges on that court are elected.
That's Sherry Sylvester with the Texas Public Policy Foundation, who says the Bar Association has been caught demanding that schools recruit based on race instead of test scores. Giving accreditation power to the state Supreme Court, she says, would put the power in the hands of elected officials.
The UN says there's been a reverse flow of migrants through the Americas in recent months.
Colombia, Panama, and Costa Rica report more than 14,000 migrants who had been heading for the U.S. have reversed course and headed south since President Trump took office. This reverse flow attributed to stricter U.S. border policies. Migration through the treacherous Darien Gap on the Colombia-Panama border peaked in 2023 when more than 500,000 migrants crossed. It slowed somewhat in 2024, but almost completely dried up early this year, largely made up of Venezuelans fleeing their country's economic, social, and political crises. Some 97% said they were returning because they could no longer legally reach the U.S., with immigration policy no longer open to asylum seekers. I'm Ben Thomas.
No big winners last night, so the Powerball jackpot jumps to a whopping $1.3 billion. Roughly Joe Kelly's net worth. It is the fifth largest prize in game history. Matt Strawn is CEO of the Iowa Lottery.
When you have these billion-dollar jackpots, when you have more people that play infrequently, a lot of times they'll just ask for that quick pick. So about 90% of all the plays will be a quick pick.
He says the odds are the same no matter where you buy a ticket. The Powerball has been rolling over since late May, and the next drawing is tomorrow night.
It's a lot of money, man. It's a lot. You guys buying tickets?
No.
Do we buy tickets to the lottery?
I do not. No, it's called the stupid people tax.
Yeah. No, uh-huh. I've not bought a lottery ticket in a hot minute, man. I can't remember buying one. I don't know that I would know how to buy one. You just walk in and say, I want to buy a lottery ticket?
I think so. I think those are the magic words.
That's it right there.
Quick pick. Do the quick pick.
All right. 7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson. Do you know how to buy lottery tickets?
Yes, I do. And I also believe that John Little is exactly right.
Yeah.
Stupid tax. That's what it is. The stock market today, well, I... the kindest thing you can say about the stock market today is that it will always find an excuse to do what it probably ought to do. That is to say, give back some of the gains. We were up 4 months in a row. Month of August saw the Dow up 3.2%. S&P was up 2%. NASDAQ up 1.5%. The small stocks, the Russell, up 7%. Now, nobody says you have to give that back in one day, and we're not. But right now, the Dow Industrials Average looks lower by 320 points, and the NASDAQ looks down 288, and the S&P down 58. So for the time being, let's accept the premise the market always will find an excuse to do what it needs to do, which is give back some of the gains. However, there are plenty of excuses. Take those tariffs, for example. While a U.S. appeals court ruled late Friday that most of those Trump tariffs are illegal. And the vote was pretty one-sided, 7-4. So now it either goes on to the Supreme Court or maybe it gets kicked back to the legislature, which presumably is the outfit that's supposed to be able to do tariffs anyway. But the market looks at this and says, well, we don't know exactly what's going to happen or when it's going to happen. And oh, by the way, what if we have to pay back all that money? Well, Treasury yields have jumped on that report. And the 10-year rate is back up to 4.3%, and the S&P, the 30-year, is approaching 5%. Then if you want something else to worry about, think about that love fest over the weekend with India and Russia and South Korean leaders all meeting with President Xi and all uniting against the West, that is to say, us. Crude's up $1.64, $65.65. Gold, here's the uncertainty, up $31 right now to a new all-time high at 35.47. And like I said, interest rates are up. 10-year rate right now at 4.299%. European markets are all lower, and our markets look lower on the opening. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
727, this news brought to you by the on-time experts.
And as back to school is in full swing, an annual September food drive is happening too. The collection of peanut butter by the North Texas Food Bank. September is recognized as Hunger Action Month across the country. And this drive is hoping to collect 100,000 pounds of peanut butter.
Peanut butter is shelf stable, number one. It's a nutritious source of protein, has vitamins, healthy fats, really packs a punch nutritionally for growing kids and for adults. So it's really important that we have it in stock.
Catherine Cope is with the North Texas Food Bank Strategic Initiatives Manager. She says one of their programs, the Food for Kids Backpack Program, distributes peanut butter this way, making sure kids have meals outside of school. If you'd like to get involved, you can donate online. Bring a jar of peanut butter to the NTFB's Plano location or bring two jars with you to the opening day of the state fair. And that's going to get you discounted admission as well.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.